Mini episode 1740 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1740 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of seasons 1 through 3 of the black comedy Mythic Quest on Apple TV+. Here's our top 5 things to know about this program. Number 5, Mythic Quest is a workplace comedy about a video game studio that is built around Rob McElhenney of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Welcome to Wrexham fame. Here he plays Ian, the creative director of the core product at his company, the Mythic Quest game, a damaged genius who's always out to prove that he's not a one-hit wonder. His relationship with his protege, awkward Aussie nerd Poppy, is threatened as she tries to grow out of his shadow. The constantly disrespected executive producer David Brittlesby, played to great effect by David Hornsby, who plays the legendary cricket on Sonny, adds pathos to every situation, particularly as his new ball-busting assistant Joe asserts her brash and dominating personality. Greedy head of monetization Brad, Mythic Quest lead writer and sci-fi legend Carl Longbottom, brought to life by the legendary F. Murray Abraham, hapless HR drone Carol, and a host of weirdo game testers round out one crazy office. Number 4, the challenges for such a franchise in the marketplace, from sales to the reviewing whims of powerful streamers, keep the stakes at a substantial level as these characters navigate a series of mostly self-created crises. You don't need to know anything about this industry or even be a gamer in order to follow and enjoy the humor. Number 3, the show maintains the balance of minding the characters' foibles for exquisite humor while explaining why they are, how they are, and creating pathways for greater character growth and development. That is certainly not easy to accomplish within the sitcom format. Number 2, a familiar creative crew from Sunny, with McElhenney, the equally outstanding Charlie Day, and Megan Gantz, is equaled by a sterling cast. In addition to McElhenney and Abraham, Danny Pudi, Charlotte Nickdow, and Naomi Ekperigin take the gold that has been spun for them and make the most of it. Number 1, Mythic Quest is an impressive and fun show that manages to be very funny while advancing plot and character development in a way that lesser programs struggle to execute. The 4th and final season of this franchise is likely to wrap everything up in fine fashion, and it's one of the best sitcoms in recent memory. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.